You're listening to a mini episode of the Enterprise Now Show, where we change lives through enterprise. I'm curious to get your thoughts on internal alignment, but the reason I knew I would not make a good coach in the sports world, to stick with that analogy, is because it would frustrate me to no end to have a plan, to have a game plan, to have a strategy. Everyone is supposed to know the plays. Game time comes and people don't do what they're supposed to do. And I can't legally, the rules don't allow me to get on the court and dribble the ball for them. It's like, okay, guys, you're supposed to be running this play. But every time the point guard calls the play, you do something completely different. It's like, I can't take it. I'm done. So talk internal alignment. What is that? And how do you know when you've got it?
Again, second question I'll answer first. You know, because you feel great, right? You know that what you're doing is what you want to be doing, what you should be doing. And it feels good to do it, even though it might be tough. Like, you're coming up with challenges, but you know there's an end game. You know there's a purpose. And that purpose feels good for you. You don't feel like something is missing. You feel like you're working towards something and you're actually growing along the way. Misaligned is when you don't feel right. There's something, you know, something not right about it. And your gut typically tells you. So there could be misalignment in your business, just like I had misalignment in my business. There could be misalignment in your life. For example, it could be a relationship. This happens a lot with men. When they're in a struggling relationship, regardless of whose challenge it is, whether it's their fault or the wife's fault or whoever's fault, I'm not saying anybody's at fault, but whatever the reason is behind it, the relationship, they're not happy with it. So now they're building a successful business, but they don't feel aligned at home. And so, you know, something just doesn't feel right. And when you are aligned, that's when you can feel like you feel energized, right? And it's almost like you're being pulled and you're being drawn towards something. When you're not aligned, it feels like you're pushing. And there's a very different feeling. And you know, and a lot of this, you know, there's no scientific way to show this. It's more of a gut feeling. And for those who believe in a higher being or higher power or religious faith, you know that there's something bigger that's actually drawing you.
Yeah, I can definitely identify with that. There are times in both my personal life and in business where it just wasn't right. And almost 100% of the time when I get that feeling, it's almost always right. I almost always have to come back to the table and say, okay, LZ, and remind myself, you recognize that feeling. When you feel it again, don't keep going. But it's an iterative. I've gotten better over the years as I've, you know, gotten older. But you're right. Most of the time, you know, and especially if you tune to that frequency, you know when it feels right and when it doesn't. For me, I've always said the trick is listening and acting on that feeling or that sense.
And, you know, there's something else on top of that as well. It also depends on the crowd, our social network, the people that we hang out with, because a lot of people get tricked into feeling like they're aligned. I'll give you a small example. Like, when I was growing up, I had some friends that they weren't necessarily the best influence. This was in my early 20s, and they had the girls. They had, you know, they would walk in VIP treatment in the club. They'd walk up to a table. People would be like, okay, you know, you take our table, you take our girls and all this kind of stuff. And it was an alluring lifestyle. Like, it was something that I kind of got fascinated with. I was never into that kind of crowd. I just, you know, every maybe few months I'd run into these guys and they would know me and be like, oh, come, you know, have some drinks with us tonight. I'm like, man, this is a pretty interesting lifestyle. And in that moment, I felt like, oh, this is awesome. But then I would kind of, when I'd stepped away from it, I'm like, no, that just wasn't right. So our social influence and our social circle has a big factor to play in our alignment as well, because sometimes we feel like we're aligned because we are surrounded by other people that are living that life. But when we pull ourselves away, we realize that's not actually the life that I want to live. It's not the real alignment that I should have.
Thank you so much for listening. If you got value from the show, all I ask is that you share it with one other person you think would also enjoy the content. And we would love to connect with you on social media as well.